This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program here, there, and everywhere all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. Rolling back into the focus on today, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. This is from the Enough is Enough department, I think, Jay. This is the story of a father who went viral for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband in A Manner of Speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father, Thomas, sent to their family explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single thing people text? We're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree. Yeah. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, and then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out, though. He's not a part of it.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Like, is it? Can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah, yeah. You can block it and everything. But this dad, it was just, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, liked, loved, LOL'd, all good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, like, leave me alone if you love me. Here's the good news to start the hour with a Reddit user, Mike himself 29, shared a post entitled, found this under my office door, along with $6 in the made me smile regarding the made me smiling department. Let's see. This fellow found a note on the floor at his job a couple of months ago. The Reddit, this is something posted on Reddit, obviously. Fella whose first name is Mike works in an ice arena. Open the note, finds $6 and an explanation. Dear, whatever, whoever, whatever. I was watching a practice, obviously of a game. I saw somebody stick their hand up the vending machine and steal a Pop-Tart. I made a terrible decision. I reached up and grabbed the crackers and ate them.
Yeah,
the stranger
after being dared by others.
Somebody else. Yep. Yeah. So he did. They figured out how the kids do that, right? How to get their hands up.
Yeah, especially if your arm is small enough, you can get up to that first row of things.
Yeah.
And they don't know who did this or who submitted the note and along with the $6 to pay for not only the crackers this person stole, but also for the Pop-Tart that somebody else stole. There's no camera, so they're not going to like find these people. And they say that that's a problem that a lot of people keep doing. But the thing is, this assuming it's probably like a teen or a preteen or
a teenager.
Yeah. A small enough arm to get up there, but a guilty conscience nonetheless, and submitting the $6 and the person who posted this, the Mike guy, Mike himself 29, said it was really only a dollar for each for the Pop-Tart and for the crackers. So the $4, the remaining $4 was donated into a jug for local youth hockey league. Yep.
Good. All right. So there is goodness and light in the world, no question about that. We're catching good things, though, and that's the good thing, that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like, being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that, too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report? Listening to these people, yeah, cavities especially, a certain thing. I mean, you can smell B.O., nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. But she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? I put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E. Is her name, right?
Yeah, it's almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. She thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil, and so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't, and she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's. And she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
person had it. This is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or do you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah, it's cancer. Can dogs smell if there's a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there's a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential, what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way, but just have, what do they find out? Is that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And so is that...
Something like a sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting...
Not sebum, what is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
Yeah. You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought leadership. That's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, if, whatever that term means, Jade. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, that's the, remember that song? That's what it all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Pokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership
That's
about making others better as a result of your presence? Yeah,
it make it last. Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. In your, if you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting most of, well, maybe not most of them, but many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are, and maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true? The answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? It's, I think it's true. I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it just changes the dynamic of the group even. And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep. Doug Steffen here calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply, introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. That's one of the social media stories this week. It's getting some tick. I don't know, I was going to say tick tock, but then that has a different meaning these days. You can't say tick tock and have it apply to the clock. It applies to the video that the Chinese government is so graciously watching of yours. So if you get naked on TikTok, you'll probably be exciting the people who are running the Chinese government. Okay, there's a stretch. And you.
That's a quick way to get yourself banned on TikTok.
Ah, really? Get naked?
They really? They have rules.
Do they? Yeah.
We say naked if you really want to do it right.
Naked, right. All right, this is the story, this big thing at MGM Resorts this week. The social media covering this. This was all over the place at Caesars and elsewhere. So when I talk about going to Las Vegas and having a free night, probably not going to go to Caesars.
But
the MGM just had a real hard time.
And I guess it's still going on. But
yeah, it is.
Really talking about it.
Right.
And somebody was saying that, like, Caesars has negotiated and they've tried to pay the ransom. I don't know. There's just a lot happening.
Is it a ransom thing? It is a ransom thing.
That's what I heard on social media. But, again, I haven't heard much from the mainstream media. So I don't want to say declaratively that that's the case. But it's just some of the stuff
Well, that's kind of why I brought it up, because I haven't heard much about it at all. Jay, we had a little story about it floating around. The governor of Nevada and the gaming board have released a statement saying they are, quote, monitoring the cybersecurity incident with MGM Resorts. And so
I think it took data. It shut down reservations.
Yeah.
Imagine just having arrived on a long flight and all of a sudden they can't get you into the room because there's no proof of a reservation.
Well, right. Also, we're so dopey that there's no keys anymore. There's just those little key cards. So I would imagine that they probably, that probably goes fast with it.
There's not even a key card. You use your phone up to it. Yeah.
Right. I was told when I went into some place, where was I? Oh, I was out in Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago. And I went, they stayed at this hotel, and they gave me a card, but they said, use your phone.
Yeah, I don't like that. That makes me feel like there's
I don't have a phone. What am I going to do? I can't get in the room if I don't have a phone? Come on.
Doug's like, I got my flip.
I was going to say to Doug Riot.
Right, the flip phone. Okay.
Got my flip phone.
Anyway, speaking of that, just a quick reminder. For those of you who may not have heard the story about the two free nights you get in Las Vegas, not at the MGM, but they'll put you somewhere else. They got 15 or 16 hotels that you can go to, two nights free, and then stay longer if you want. It'll be a deal. First 10 callers right now at 800-419-DOUG. Get in on that deal. Las Vegas free! 800-419-3684. Or as Jennifer likes to say, for a good time, call Doug at 800-419-DOUG. For the your chance to win, just kind of picture yourself having a good time. All right, but not at MGM. Okay, so this week we posted on the Good Day Show page the story of that four-year-old police dog, Jennifer, named Yoda, that got the bad guy in Pennsylvania. And so there were a lot of people who had a lot to say. I thought it was kind of cute, some of the remarks. Jay, I don't mean to steal your thunder. I kind of gravitated to this week.
Well, it's a dog story. Who doesn't want to hear this?
Right.
That's the greatest boy ever.
Right.
Think this whole story, I mean, that whole story of the escaped prisoner was just wild, wasn't it?
Yeah. What, the way he was going into people's house for a sandwich?
Oh, my gosh. And did you
and
hear what he did?
He got a gun out of the garage.
That one guy, he broke into the house. The guy knew that somebody was down there.
Yeah.
And so he flipped the lights on and off. And then the killer guy flipped the lights back on and off.
Yeah.
Does that give you chills just thinking about that?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Welcome to my house. Grab a sandwich on your way out. All right. So there it is, some of the social media stuff. Back to the stories, the focus here on the Talk Radio Review in a few moments.
Gasoline prices are one thing, but are you paying too much for oil? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. AARP tells members most oil change shops slap a sticker on your windshield summoning you back in 3,000 miles. Check your owner's manual. Many newer cars use a synthetic oil that needs changing far less frequently. And keep tires properly inflated. Otherwise, you lose miles per gallon, as you will if you got a lot of junk in the trunk. Why haul around unnecessary pounds? You yourself might lose a few pounds if you simply grab the first parking space you see and walk a little more. It's estimated Americans spend some 17 hours and waste hundreds of dollars each year looking for a parking space. Get some steps in. You'll spend less on health care. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give them...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A Marine Corps pilot safely ejected from a fighter jet over North Charleston, South Carolina yesterday around 2 p.m. The pilot is in stable condition. However, the plane, an F-35 Lightning II jet, is missing. The plane's location and trajectory has led search to be focused on Lake Moultrie and Lake Marion, both north of Charleston. Law enforcement has joined the search for the missing aircraft, and military officials appealed in online posts yesterday asking for any help from the public in locating the aircraft. Why the pilot ejected is still unknown. Today marks the fourth day of the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. In what is considered the most ambitious U.S. industrial labor action in decades, the strike against the three automakers has so far involved nearly 13,000 of the UAW's roughly 150,000 members. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we are playing to millions, Jay. Ready? This is a non-singing, although maybe you should sing. This is a non-singing spotlight on what's going on in the world today. Here's a fellow found the surprise of a lifetime in his field. 700 coins. This is down in Kentucky. Guy finds 700 coins from the Civil War buried on his land. And this stuff could be worth millions. Nearly 700 $1, $10, $20 gold dollars issued by the U.S. Mint around the time of the Civil War. The discovery is being called the Great Kentucky Hoard. These gold coins, said the finder, the most insane thing ever. I'm betting nobody, he's not making himself known, right? We don't know who this guy is.
No.
If you know who he is, the world's going to collapse around him, right? Exactly. Apparently, a lot of wealthy Kentuckians bury large quantities of gold and silver just before the Civil War and during the Civil War. So they've been looking around for these. The archaeologists have been, of course. And this fellow seems to have found them. There's gold in that there land. So here we go. With Kentucky was neutral, by the way, at the time. So a lot of people from both the North and the South buried money. They literally buried money in the land or in the ground.
And not because they thought somebody was going to take their money, but because these were federally issued coins.
Yeah.
That meant the original owners could possibly be identified as collaborators with the feds during this time when, like you said, Kentucky was neutral. And so that's why they buried them and hid them, because they didn't want to be known to be associated.
Right. Well, there you go. Something, because so you could get one of those those magnet things that you go around. There are people that go to the beach or they go around.
Oh, the metal detectors.
Yeah, find some. There's gold. Go find the gold. Okay, so next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That conversation we had last week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college, and a couple of summers I went to the plant when they needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant, building Chevrolets, Buicks. There was a BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, in this plant. And so the car, I was in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel, as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the huck bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. So as I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it. Some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. It doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's the big deal? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, they had hired the first woman. They had a couple, they were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955, I think it was 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working in a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did. She was stronger than they were, and she did more than they did.
How dare she?
Exactly. So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was working, his name was Dick. That's how vividly I remember this. He did have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, and he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold-cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever, ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There's so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy on the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have is, we get it every day. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed, that is, all in? Does the person lead by example, persevering, playing the long game? I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves, and either we're too hard on ourselves or we're worst critic
or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can, because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something that sometimes is a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do I? I mean, once in a while I'd say, well, let's try to do this with them in mind. It's more of an object lesson doing this.
Right. Go a different direction. I always tell you, a kick out of it when working for past jobs, where it's like you go through the interview process and
you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron. And it's
they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you, and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning, good morning, and went through the shtick. And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you like what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people have you... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time the 4 years I was there. And I really only I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia. Or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Well, yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so.
And that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing? Because people are watching everywhere, around every corner. People are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlique is a world-leading.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working waiting for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now with our auto expert at ourautoexpert.com, Nick Miles is here. He's come back from the Detroit Auto Show, and it's interesting you got out of town before the town closed up. The town is now on strike. Thousands of workers are at all the automakers, the three biggies, are all on strike. And so what does this mean to the consumer? What does it mean to the dealerships? What does it mean to the workers I'm guessing one of the issues is the same issue as the writer's strike, and that's artificial intelligence or artificial robots or whatever. And more, the more they have strikes like this, the more robots are going to be put in the plants, right?
That was a very obvious way to go, and I think that's one of the things that's being negotiated in a lot of the contracts, Doug. As of midnight Eastern time last night, the union officially called the strike. They told everybody at 10 p.m. that the factories they were going to be hitting, and the first time that they've ever hit all three automakers at the same time, in three factories, and there's only a percentage of the 145,000 UAW workers who came out on strike. But the leader, Finn, of the union seems ready for a long-term strike. They're not close
to negotiating. But can the people that are on the lines look at what's happened? It's pretty much destroyed most of the writers who are on the cusp anyway after 3-4 months of this stuff. What's been the longest strike in UAW history? Can you remember?
I can't, but I know that they have gone on for over a year. But these actions don't tend to be full walkouts. It's usually just
one plant here and there.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is a ballet. It's so complicated. This is not a square dance. And a lot of people think it is. But you've got to look at several things here. The average UAW worker gets $19 an hour. So between $17 and about $21 an hour. And then the average, if you take everybody in the United States and you add them all together and you divide, you know, add all their money together and you divide it out to everybody equally, the average United States hourly wage would be $18 an hour. So, I mean, sort of technically they're on the upper side anyway. That's a sort of negative for the union. On the other side is who's going to win out of this? It's the foreign automakers. That's who wins because they're still making cars. They're still bringing cars in. Even though there's probably 3 months supply of cars before things start to be noticeable at a dealership, the only people to win are not the consumer. Again, COVID, the consumer didn't win. You know, any of these expensive situations, the consumer loses. And again, guess who else is going to pay for this? The consumer.
So, look forward to a fun town in the old time or the old town tonight. So you were in Detroit not for the strike but for the auto show. Pretty interesting timing of the of this year's the Detroit Auto Show. What'd you walk away with? What'd you come away with? What'd you learn?
I walked away with America's not as strong as it used to be. The auto show used to be this massive big affair that used to go on for days with thousands of media there, and it was a very scaled down event. And I think because the strike was possible, a lot of the automakers had scaled down their the possibility of what they were going to do. So they didn't bring out the big guns. And there was sort of only one all-new car, which was the GMC Arcadia. The rest were mid-cycle refreshes.
What is that all about? What's the Arcadia about? Well, what is it?
The Arcadia is a three-row SUV from GMC. It's very luxurious. You know, they have the Denali trim. They have the Super Cruise.
Is it supposed to compete with the upscale Wagoneer or the Range Rover, is that supposed to be?
It's one step below those. So it's what we call a mid-size SUV, where they're sort of more full-size SUVs. It really competes with things like the Ford Explorer. It's that sort of size. But they've done a good job in this vehicle. There was a new Cadillac, a new Jeep truck, and the big I guess reveal of the show was the new Ford F-150 that gets a lot of new mod cons. But again, you know, if you want all of those tools,
what does it have? The one they had last year had a generator in it and the hybrid. I've been driving one of those on the farm. It's from the dealership. It's really an interesting truck, Frank. But it doesn't even feel like a truck. It feels like an upscale car. Yeah,
I mean, they make them drive like that now, Doug, so the whole family can drive them. Really what it got was a heads-up display and a real special opening tailgate, so that's all it got this year.
Yeah. All right, there's the latest on the strike, and the preceding element of excitement in Detroit before the strike was the auto show, and as Nick's dog says, the Acadia is very exciting. Thank you, Nick! It's now 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.